The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 345, listener feedback number 28. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and check out some of the great Mayberry items they got there. They have the 2016 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar. You don't want to miss out on that. We also got Mayberry Union High, property of Mayberry Union High, t-shirts and sweatshirts. Plus, we're actually getting a Floyd the Barber Shop sweatshirt. That's right. Floyd the Barber. He's not a barber shop. He's a barber. Anyway, head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is great to have you with us. Now, if you don't know, Two Chairs No Waiting is the Andy Griffith Show fan podcast. I haven't been good about telling you that at the beginning of every episode because, you know, this could be your very first episode. And if it is, welcome aboard. You got a lot of back stuff you can go listen to if you enjoy the show, and hopefully you will. And if not, well, you know, I'm sorry. If you don't like the Andy Griffith Show, you're not going to enjoy it because, boy, we talk about the Andy Griffith Show here on Two Chairs. And tonight, not only are you going to get to hear me talk about it a little bit, but we have friends that have called in or written in to give their information about what they've spotted on the Andy Griffith Show. So I know you're going to enjoy this. I always do. It's always a great pleasure for me to hear from you guys, the listeners or viewers, depending on if you watch the video version of the show, who take time to actually write or call in. So I really do appreciate. So tonight, let me go ahead and shrink this down a little bit where I can see. We have got some voicemail, and I believe we'll start off with Paul Mulick. Paul Mulick had a voicemail that he just called in, and it was related to episode number 343 of Two Chairs, No Waiting. That was about Ronnie Schell. So if you hadn't heard that, you might want to go back over and check that out because it was a great episode. So let's go ahead and hear from Paul.
Hi, Alan. This is Paul Mulick in Joplin, Missouri. Enjoyed your podcast about Ronnie Schell, and I wanted to share a memory of that event. You may recall that at the start of that interview that you played, he said that he had never seen those two episodes of the Andy Griffith Show that he was in. And at the event, I mentioned to him that I had copies of those, and he asked if I could send him VHS tapes, and I said, sure, I'd be glad to. You know, this was years before we had Netflix or YouTube or DVD, nothing like that. Anyway, I didn't think too much about it, but a couple of weeks later, he called me and asked about the tape, and I made a copy and sent it to him. And he was kind enough to write back to me, and he sent an autographed photo of him and Phil Hartman and John Goodman. They were all honorary, I think, like sheriff and mayor, and I forget what else, of Encino, California. He sent me that autographed picture. I just thought that was real nice of him that he took the time to do that. Anyway, keep up the great work. Love the podcast. Bye.
Wow, Paul, thanks for calling in. And isn't that nice that Ronnie took the time to do that for him? Now, that was several years ago, by the way, because the Ronnie Schell interview we were talking about and when Paul talked to him, wow, that was back in, I have to even look, 1996. Wow. That's a while back. So it's great to know that Ronnie enjoyed the fans and enjoyed just finding out about the show then and took care of his fans when he did so. So that's really neat, Paul. So those are the kind of things I love to hear from you guys, because while you hear from me, and for those that don't know, I portray Floyd the Barber at Mayberry events that are held mostly in the Southeast. you know, I do 10 or 12 things a year probably. So I've had an opportunity, or I've had the opportunity to do several things, you know, meet cast members and just be a part of so many Mayberry reunion shows that we've done, or, you know, just events with tribute artists like myself. And it's always fun, I think, to tell the stories from my point of view, but I love to hear from you guys because you're fans. I'm a fan. We're just, we all have stories of meeting some of these cast members, or a lot of us have stories that have gone to the events of meeting cast members and spending some time with them, or having something like Paul just talked about. So Paul, thank you so much for sharing that. All right. So recently, back in July, we had a Mayberry meetup is what it was called. And that was talked about back on episode number 338 of Two Chairs, No Waiting. We talked about the Mayberry meetup. And we got this voicemail from our friend KJ, who's often in our chat room with us.
Hey, Alan, this is KJ. Just wanted to tell you I saw the podcast from the meetup, and it was just wonderful. It was so cool to see everything, and it's like I didn't even really miss it, although I was sad to have to miss it. But thank you for that podcast, and it looked like everyone had a great time, and congratulations to Colin. And so I just wanted to let you know we appreciate all that you do, and it's always fun to watch the podcast, and I'm going to try to get back on Monday night so that I can be there live and chat with everyone. It's been a very busy summer, but hope to see you guys in the chat room soon. Thanks again.
Okay, Jay, thank you for calling in. And we missed you at the Mayberry meetup. Now, folks, if you don't know what that was, you can go back and listen to episode number 338. Got all kinds of information about the Mayberry meetup. But the basics of it are that so far the last 3 years, we've gotten together one weekend, and so far has been in July, in Mount Airy, North Carolina, Andy Griffith's hometown, to just get together as a bunch of Mayberry fans, sit around, visit with each other, eat something, and watch episodes of the Andy Griffith Show together for the weekend, so in the evenings. And it has been a blast. And Colin, who she mentioned, had just recently graduated from high school, so there was we had a little party for him as well that weekend. And friends, I got to tell you, that's what all this Mayberry stuff, that's one of the best parts about it, is meeting folks like you, because we all love the show. Like I said just a minute ago, we're all fans. We enjoy sitting around, watching episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, visiting with one another, and telling stories about all the things, that, just like we're doing right here, telling stories about the Andy Griffith Show. And I definitely want to encourage you, if you have an opportunity, to come to one of the events. Now, coming up this weekend, I know it's real short notice if you hadn't already planned, but is Mayberry Days 2015 is coming up this weekend. I'm leaving on Wednesday, heading to Mayberry Days, you know, and just be there until Sunday. It's a lot of work. Of course, as Jan would like me to say, robbers, stay away from the house. There will be people here. Thank you. But it is a lot of fun, and I hope you guys can be there. Plan to be there next year if you can't be there this year, or, you know, one of the Mayberry events. There's a lot of them. You can head over to the homepage for the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Rutgers Club. It's at imayberry.com. If you head over there, if you look, there's a link right at the top right-hand side of the page nearly where it says event calendar. And there's also one right in the middle that says calendar. Same thing. They go to the same place. When you go there, you'll be able to find out all the different Mayberry events that are happening. I encourage you so much to head over and see, you know, where, see what's happening in your area and some event that you might be able to go to. Jan just handed me a note. This just in for Jan Newsom. And we have security system at our house. Oh, thank you, Jan. Thank you. Had breaking news. She wanted to make sure you knew. So, yes, we have someone here and a security system. Thank you. Security by Fife. So, all right. So next up, let's see. I have a voicemail. This one is from Gary Page. He's often in our chat room. I didn't notice if he was in here tonight, but I'll see in a few minutes. But Gary had this to tell us. So Gary, go ahead and take it away.
Hi, Alan. Always great to hear your voice, even if it's just on the voicemail. Listen, I was watching The Jailbreak today, and I saw some interesting stretches with the lights on in the trailer. Right at the very end, 20 minutes and 32 seconds, Barney runs to the trailer looking for Malloy, and sure enough, the lights are on. Keep watching. The lights go off, and they stay off. There's action inside the trailer where she goes back and gets the cigarettes. The lights are off. So she must be groping around in the dark. I thought it was interesting. Maybe it's worth sharing, maybe it's not, but I thought it was just an interesting sequence of the lights being off in the trailer when they obviously shouldn't be. Listen, have a great weekend. Looking forward to talking to you again Monday night on Two Chairs No Way. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Hey, Gary, thank you so much for calling in. Now, I did check this out, and there is video of it. But the time I had, because I was watching one of the DVDs, was at 22 minutes, basically. The lights were on, and then they go off at 22 minutes and 16 seconds. And then she goes back in at about 22 minutes and 38 seconds into the trailer that's behind the car. So if you guys don't remember this episode, it's called The Jailbreak. Malloy was helped, got out of jail, and he was hiding in this trailer that was pulled behind a station wagon. So if you don't remember that. And what he's talking about is the lights go off when she goes out to get into the car to drive off, pulling she's going to pull the trailer with the station wagon. And she gets in the car and she realizes, oh, my cigarettes, I don't have them. That's what she actually says going in. So she goes back to the trailer while Barney's on the front of the car trying to act like, you know, he didn't want it to move. You know, he's trying to hold it still. And she goes back in the trailer to get her cigarettes, but she never turns the lights back on. So I don't know if that's because of something that was, I don't know how those trailers worked, but that's what he was talking about. That was funny. How is she going to find her stuff if she doesn't turn the lights back on? And I'm sure they had the lights turned off so you wouldn't see Malloy in the back of this trailer. And the trailer is a camper trailer, so if that helps you to remember. But episode's called The Jailbreak, and it's episode 50 of The Andy Griffith Show, and it's written by our friend Harvey Bullock. So go and check that out. The plot summary is a team of convicts are on the loose, and the state police arrive ridiculing Sheriff Taylor and Barney. Andy cracks the case by focusing on the smallest details, a trailer hitch, an offhand remark by the dry cleaner, the suit with dog hairs. This leads to the convict's accomplice, but only after Barney somehow manages to let one of the convicts escape. So, anyway, The Jailbreak. So go check that out. And it's at the end of the episode when Barney starts driving off with the trailer. So, you know, that if that helps you remember, that's when that occurs. If you're watching the video, I had the video kind of playing, and you can kind of see that. But, yeah, this is a funny one. I've always thought this is funny because when Barney goes and he's trying to sneak around to see if those guys are in the trailer, and when he figures out they're in there, he runs to get in front of the car, which is in front of this this station wagon, and he's hiding in the front, right in front of the grill. And she cranks the car, and when she cranks it, he puts both arms across the bumper of the car in the front, and his legs out in front of him, like he's going to keep the car from rolling if she starts trying to go. You know, he's like, I don't know, $6 million man or something. And I've always thought that is a funny scene from the Andy Griffith Show. Anyway, I want to thank Gary for calling in for that bit of conversation there, and I hope you guys enjoyed that. Now I have. Have this other, a couple of other little bits here. And we had a thing not long ago where we were talking about lookalikes. You remember that? Where we talked about Donald Trump looks like Arnold Winkler. You remember that? And we talked about that and people are all upset about it. Well, I had another one that was written into me that says, and this is from Goober Fife is who sent it. He says, I always thought that Mike Huckabee kind of looked like Gomer Pyle. And boy, he is not the first person that's ever told me that. So Mike Huckabee, the presidential candidate for the Republicans, kind of looks like Gomer. And, you know, he does kind of favor Gomer just a little bit. I don't know if it's the smile or his eyes, but he does kind of favor him. So thank you, Goober Fife, for riding in with that little tidbit. I kind of agree with you. He does kind of look like him. Now, next, I want to. This is the one. We got some special feedback this time that I thought I would share with you. And I mentioned this a little bit before that one of our Patreons. Now, you can become a patron of the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast by going over to our website and scroll down a little bit, and you'll see become a patron of Two Chairs No Waiting on Patreon. And if you click on that, it'll take you over, and you can donate to the podcast. A dollar an episode or whatever you want to, and that will help offset the cost and everything of what we're doing. Now, one of the people who have done that, just one. As a matter of fact, come to think of it, I think all of our patrons may have called in on this one. Let's see, is that right? It's close to that. Anyway, but this episode is basically one of our patrons is providing some of this content. So let me tell you about this person. His name is Court Howell. Now, Court Howell is the son of Hoke Howell. You remember Hoke Howell? Charlene's darling person. Yeah, stop it, boy. You want your face to freeze that away. Well, Court is his son. So, Hoke Howell, his son, is Court. Now, Court had this to say. He wrote to me, and I'd ask him, is it okay for me to talk about you? And he said, sure, you can do that. He said, I do enjoy your podcast, and I have no problem with you mentioning me by name. I'm not quite ready to jump into the live chat room, but he usually watches the stuff after the fact, so he's watching the podcast afterwards. But I definitely enjoy the extended video podcast that you provide to patrons. So he gets this extended podcast version. You can use that as an official endorsement to get more patrons. So there you go, folks. Join Court. All right. He said, because we talked a little bit, and he said, I figured you must have known my dad after I realized how far back you go with the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Watchers Club. What I recall from the time he made an appearance at events is that he truly enjoyed spending time with the fans, and it was a real blessing to him. At the time, I was busy, starting a career and a family. And, I didn't pay much attention. And I wish I could have or would have. And imagine my surprise to discover it was all still going on, just strong, two decades later. I've had several thoughts about what I could share with you that might be of interest to your audience. First and foremost, I have a unique perspective. Yes, my dad was in a couple of episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, but my family was also quite close with the Howard family. My dad was best friends and writing partners with Rance Howard. My two older brothers grew up with Ron and Clint. They appeared in Ron's first Super 8 movies that he sometimes shows on talk shows, and they played on sports teams together and et cetera. I appeared as an extra in Ron's directorial debut, Grand Theft Auto, and I'm still friends with Clint and talk to him regularly. I also produced a low-budget movie a couple of years ago that Clint and Rance, were kind enough to make cameo appearances in. The other Andy Griffith Show connections, I've mowed Denver Pyle's lawn. How about that? I didn't know that. He mowed Denver Pyle's Briscoe Darling's lawn. And I've seen George Lindsay in nothing but, well, his underclothes and cowboy boots. I hope he was on a movie set when he saw that. I've even had a mildly amusing anecdote related to Argyle Nelson, the Andy Griffith Show production supervisor. And if that's not enough, even my career path from school teacher to infomercial producer has a bizarre connection to Ron Howard that has nothing to do with my relationship with the Howards. It's surreal sometimes. Anyway, I've got stories, but they probably need a little more detail to be useful to you. So he goes on from there to say he's willing to talk to us on the phone. So I will be getting back in touch with you, Court. Thank you so much. He says, please. He said he didn't want to be, basically he doesn't want to be pushy, is what he said. And he said, so don't be bashful to contact him. So, folks, I thought that was amazing. It's just, wow. One of the cast members' sons from the Andy Griffith Show actually listens to the podcast. And not only does he listen, he actually supports the show by being a patron of the show. So, man, Court, that you can't tell. I just can't tell you how much that means to me. That is so awesome. I talked about it some last week as well. As you know, I kind of talked about that I was going to say something about this week. So I hope you guys enjoy this. This is fun for me, and this is what makes all of this fun, because you guys, you know, even cast members' children enjoy the podcast and enjoy some of the stuff that we are able to dig up and find here on the show. Now, as I said, this week is Mayberry Days week, so we'll be heading out to Mayberry Days soon. Hope to see you there. If you are there, please come up to me and say hey to Floyd, because I'll be the Floyd guy, so I should be easy to spot. I may not spot you, but you should be able to find me. So I hope to see you. I want to thank you all for coming to the show tonight and being a part of the show, whether you're here live or whether you're watching it later. Doesn't really make any difference. I just want to thank you for taking your time out of your week to spend some time with me here in Mayberry. And I would love to hear from you, just like I heard from these folks. You can call me at 888-684-8415, or you can send me an email at floyd@imayberry.com. Or just drop by Two Chairs No Waiting and leave a comment on an episode, and I will see it. And hopefully I'll have time to be able to respond either by email or right here on the podcast. So, folks, thank you again for coming, and we'll see you next time on Two Chairs.